This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Border wall construction.
There is no new administration policy with respect to the border wall.
Final goodbye to a longtime U.S. senator.
Diane loved cultivating people and flowers.
Kids and guns.
Fire and fatalities have gone up 87% in the last decade.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just in, legendary NFL linebacker Dick Butkus has died. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says that they responded to a Malibu home and found him dead. The Chicago Bears Hall of Famer was 80 years old. The team announced in a statement that his family says Butkus died in his sleep. As the number of migrants at the border swells, 18-foot-high steel panels will be installed along a 20-mile stretch of the Rio Grande near McAllen, Texas. The Biden administration is fast-tracking the project, but as CBS's Nancy Cordes reports...
President Biden insisted today he didn't want to build the wall, but that his hands were tied by a law Congress passed in 2019.
They have to use the money for what is appropriate. I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
But his own Homeland Security Secretary, traveling in Mexico, said they do work.
Venezuelan migrants will soon head back to their country.
Biden administration officials say the U.S. will restart deportations to Venezuela in the coming days, but didn't offer any specifics. They say they've already identified Venezuelans in federal custody who will be deported. Officials did not elaborate on how the U.S. convinced Venezuela to accept the deportations. Asked about whether the U.S. was considering loosening some sanctions, an official said the administration would only do that if the Venezuelan government takes, quote, concrete steps toward a democratic solution. It was just last month the U.S. granted temporary protective status to nearly 500,000 Venezuelan migrants who have been in the U.S. since late July. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Friends and family gather outside City Hall in San Francisco to honor the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died last week at the age of 90. Vice President Kamala Harris was among today's speakers.
Dianne commanded respect, and she gave respect. She was a serious and gracious person.
In the effort to find a new U.S. House Speaker, CBS's Robert Costa reports.
Former President Donald Trump now says he'll do, quote, whatever is necessary to help select a new House Speaker. And some members of Congress say he's actually considering traveling to Capitol Hill next week. Two Republican lawmakers are vying for the position so far. Others might get in.
Those two people are Congressman Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 10 points. The Nasdaq fell 16. Now this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frank James, who wounded 10 people in a rush hour subway shooting in New York City last year, has been sentenced to life in prison. James pleaded guilty to terrorism charges earlier this year for the April 2022 mass shooting. FBI special agent in charge, Robert Kassane.
It is my hope the harsh punishment handed down by the court helps bring closure and a sense of justice to the victims and serves as a deterrent to anyone who would even think to travel and terrorize our city.
A new study finds a sharp rise in the number of firearm deaths among those under 18, an 87% jump from 2011 through 2021. Study author Dr. Rebecca Mannix at Boston Children's Hospital says physicians can play an important role in reducing gun deaths.
At every point of access to care, it's important that we screen kids and families, especially high-risk kids, kids who are showing depression or suicidality, and we make sure that they don't have access to lethal means in their homes.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. More than 50 people are dead in Ukraine after a Russian missile strike in a village in the northeast Kharkiv region. CBS's Rami Innocencio is in Lviv.
Many of them had gathered for a wake to remember a neighbor's life. Then their own were suddenly cut short. Just 2 days ago, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, made a trip to this region to raise soldier morale. Today, he condemned Russia's attack as brutal. So brutal, in fact, it's one of the bloodiest since the first 2 months of Russia's invasion.
Heat records are still being set worldwide, as CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
Last month's average temperature was nearly 2 degrees above the average for September. That's the warmest margin for a month in 83 years of record keeping. One climate expert calls it a death sentence for people and ecosystems. The hot weather stretched across the globe. The Earth is on track for its hottest year on record.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
An update on those larger-than-life burgers. More from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
This is a burger that strongly suggests you take a seat.
A federal judge in New York City has dismissed a lawsuit against McDonald's and Wendy's that accused the companies of exaggerating the size of Big Macs and Bergen Bacon cheeseburgers in advertisements. Judge Hector Gonzalez ruled the chain's attempts to present appetizing images have been no different from other companies. The complaint accused both fast food giants of using undercooked beef patties so they wouldn't shrink, as well as showing more toppings than customers are actually served. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
A little over a week before her Eras Tour concert film will hit theaters, comes word that the film has brought in more than $100 million in worldwide advance ticket sales. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, October 5th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.